Now, I said to you before the break that we're going to talk first about the front page story on the Irish Times. It tells us that Rehab paid its former CEO and Fine Gael strategist Frank Flannery to lobby the current government. Fiach Kelly wrote the story and joins us on the line now. Fiach, we'll start with how much he was paid and what was he paid for?
Good afternoon, Claire. Frank Flannery was paid a total of €66,000 in respect of work done for consulting for Rehab in 2012 and €11,000 in 2011. Now, those figures were contained in Rehab's annual reports for those years. However, it was never really known what exactly Mr. Flannery was doing for that money. He previously said he was doing some European work for Rehab and on behalf of Rehab. Now, this morning in the Irish Times, we're reporting about invoices Mr. Flannery submitted and was paid for by Rehab, in which he outlines the work he was billing them for. And this includes lobbying of a number of government departments, including the Department of Justice, Education and Social Protection, as well as work done on an international level in respect of an organisation called Workability International and the European Platform for Rehabilitation, of which Mr. Flannery is also a director, as is the current Rehab CEO, Angela Kearns. So there's extra detail in these invoices of exactly what Frank Flannery was doing for the money paid to him by Rehab.
So what have the departments involved said? Because you spoke to all of the departments he was lobbying as well.
Yes, we rang the three departments concerned yesterday. The Department of Justice said that they were lobbied by Rehab on a number of occasions. The background to this is the winding down of the charitable lottery scheme, which obviously affected Rehab, which operates a lottery system. And in a statement, the Department of Justice said that their minister had met, that's Alan Shatter, had met with Rehab on the 21st November 2011, at Rehab's request to discuss this scheme. Frank Flannery was a member of the Rehab delegation at the meeting. Department of Education, which is Rory Quinn, said he had no formal meetings with Mr. Flannery but might occasionally bump into him at Leinster House. And Joan Burton's Department of Social Protection had a similar reply where they said that Miss Burton had not held any formal department meetings with Mr. Flannery but would have encountered him informally on occasion in Leinster House and at the Rehab People of the Year Awards. A statement from Rehab said that the lobbying work on justice was with meeting and briefing officials in respect of the charitable lottery schemes, and Mr. Flannery would have helped submitting papers to Departments of Education and Social Protection on labour market activation policy. Now, Rehab does get a lot of money from the Departments of Education and Social Protection, so that would be the natural... There would be a kind of a tic-tacking between Rehab and those departments.
So let's talk about the conflict of interest here, or the potential conflict of interest. I mean, you say in your piece today that Frank Flannery has always been active at the highest level in Fine Gael. At what level is he active now?
He's at the highest level again. I think you just have to go back to last weekend's Ardèche. He was around the place at the RDS. He was seen in the company of the Taoiseach. He's a well-known close advisor of the Taoiseach. He's a senior strategist in the party who's involved in election planning and all sorts of other party matters. Recently, he was involved in controversy the day Angela Kearns was before the Public Accounts Committee giving evidence. And Public Accounts Committee members had questioned why Frank Flannery wasn't there. They were quite angry that he wasn't there. They wanted him to be there. He was on the Rehab Remuneration Committee. Yet, the very same day, he was seen having lunch with Minister of the Environment Phil Hogan in the Dáil members' restaurant. So he is still very active in Fine Gael and he is a senior figure in the party.
So the strategist for the largest party in government lobbies the government for preferential treatment, you've got to assume, because that's his job, that's what he's being paid by Rehab to do. It's like asking yourself for a hand up or a hand out.
I suppose that will be the accusation that will be put at Frank Flannery by people in politics, like the opposition in particular, would say that they have been trying to get Mr. Flannery to answer questions on his role in Rehab. Again, we see the Public Accounts Committee this week resolving to call Mr. Flannery before them to discuss various matters of remuneration and his relationship with Rehab and the commercial activities he was carrying out on behalf of Rehab, which we give an insight to this morning in the Irish Times.
Do we know why the money paid to Frank Flannery was paid through a UK subsidiary, Fiach?
According to sources we spoke to yesterday, that is a relatively straightforward transaction. There would be nothing really untoward in that. It is the fact that Rehab has various arms and subsidiary groups, one of them which is called TBG Learning. It's based in the UK. Sources we spoke to suggest that this was just a relatively routine way of paying Mr. Flannery, who would have got no more or no less than he billed Rehab Ireland for.
Okay. Fiacc, we'll leave it there. Thank you for bringing us the details of that story on the front page of the Irish Times today. John McGuinness, the Public Accounts Committee chairman, has been out already today. He says Frank Flannery has got to come before the committee following these reports. He said it's unacceptable that Mr Flannery had not yet appeared before PAC and that these latest developments were undermining the whole charity sector. Minister Pascal Donoghue, do you agree?
Yes, he should go in front of the Public Accounts Committee. The Taoiseach has already made this clear. We're in a new era. There has to be absolute transparency between anybody involved in the state and that contact with the state. This is the reason why the government will be publishing legislation in relation to lobbyists before Easter. And I believe this issue should be dealt with in front of either the Public Accounts Committee or the relevant Oireachtas Committee. I'll emphasise again, there has to be absolute transparency for anybody who's dealing with the state and make clear the way in which they're dealing with the state.
This has to be, at the very least, though, embarrassing for Fine Gael. Your chief strategist here is lobbying the government and being paid by a charity to do so.
And that's why I say this matter should be dealt with in front of the Oireachtas Committee, in front of the Public Accounts Committee. I should emphasise that the issue that was the subject of most of the lobbying or advocacy, according to the Fiacc Kelly's article there, was in relation to the status of the charitable lottery scheme that Rehab were running. That entire scheme was shut down by the Department of Justice.
Hmm.
So the
Rehab's getting 83 million a year from the taxpayer.
And let me just emphasise again what I said at the beginning. This is why I believe there should be absolute transparency on all levels of contact between anybody who's involved in a state body or not and the state itself. Mr Flannery and anybody associated with Rehab should go in front of the Public Accounts Committee. They should answer questions like this. And I believe it's particularly important to establish if public money was involved in any of this.
The day that Angela Kearns appeared before PAC, Frank Flannery was seen in Leinster House. He was wandering around the corridors that day when PAC were screaming for him to be before them giving evidence.
A further reason why he should go before the relevant Oireachtas Committee along with any other members of the Rehab organisation. I don't believe, even though we're answering questions about Frank Flannery here and about Rehab, and I'm very happy to answer this and do my best to do so, I believe there's a broader issue regarding transparency and the state. And I believe anybody, Frank Flannery or not, that is having involved in an organisation that has contact with the state should answer questions from the Oireachtas. And I'll emphasise again, this is the reason why before Easter we will be publishing legislation in relation to how people interact with the state and lobbyists.
But Fine Gael could take very decisive action on this now. And here's the difficult question for you. I mean, are you happy for Frank Flannery to continue on as you are a Fine Gael minister, happy for him to continue on as a strategist for the party?
My genuine belief, having because I Frank Flannery is involved in the party, I know he's been a public figure within Rehab as well, is that much of the contact that he was doing, in fact, all of the contact that he was doing, was in relation to trying to advocate what he believed was the right thing for Rehab. That itself is a legitimate thing to do. But
he was
only
getting paid very handsomely for this.
Claire, what I was about to say is only if that is done in a transparent and clear manner. And that is why I believe he should go in front of the Oireachtas Committee. The Taoiseach has already said it. The Taoiseach made this clear last week. And I want that to happen, as the Taoiseach does. I believe, you know, he was involved in the Remuneration Committee. He was the CEO of Rehab. And there are questions that have been raised here that should be answered in front of the Oireachtas.
But you're happy for him to continue at the moment to be involved in Fine Gael and Fine Gael strategy?
I believe everybody is entitled to due process. These questions have been raised here today. I believe Mr. Flannery should respond back to them. I believe he's entitled to have the opportunity to do that. But
he's been invited many times to give his response.
I've answered that question, though, very as clearly as I can. That invitation was offered. As the Taoiseach has said, he should go in front of the committee. We're in an era in which transparency is a minimum regarding how these issues should be dealt with.
Okay.
That's why the lobbyist legislation will be coming out. That's why we've banned corporate donations. And in that spirit, that is how Mr. Flannery should respond to this issue.
OK, Sean Fleming, you're a member of PAC. And we saw the chairman's statement today, and we know that you've asked for Frank Flannery to appear before you on previous occasions. What's your response to what you saw this morning in the Irish Times?
Well, one, I think people will be shocked. First of all, He was invited to come. He's one of the few people who has been invited to come to the Public Accounts Committee and hasn't actually done so. So he's a very unique position and he should correct that immediately. Secondly, we're politicising this situation because Pascal has made it clear twice. The Taoiseach has given the nod. It's okay for you to go. The Taoiseach has said twice that he should go. And Frank Flannery, you shouldn't need clearance from the Taoiseach to go to the Public Accounts Committee. He should be coming of his own right. Remember, he was the chief executive.
Does he need clearance though? I mean, what are you saying?
I'm just saying he should have gone. We shouldn't have to have.
But he could have gone without waiting for the Taoiseach to tell
him. Of course, the point I'm saying is he's a very close ally of the Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach is having to suggest to him you should go. The Taoiseach shouldn't even have been put in that situation. Frank should have gone in the first place. Okay.
Our listeners have been in touch asking whether Frank Flannery is also paid by Fine Gael. Now, I assume Frank Flannery is not strategist for Fine Gael for the good of his health. I assume he is being paid.
To the best of my knowledge, any work he's ever done in the party has been on a voluntary basis, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. Well, that's the best answer we have so far.
Yeah, Sean, the only answer we have, but what we do know is while he was in that role, he was being paid full time as the chief executive of rehab. So maybe he didn't need a top up salary from Fine Gael when he was already being paid by two issues here. One, half of their money comes from the Irish taxpayer. And secondly, a substantial amount of rehab's money is coming from charitable donations. And Frank is damaging the whole charity sector by continuing to drag this out. People fundraise for charities and people will be put off contributing to charities if they see former chief executives, people who are directors on the charities. He's a director of three rehab companies, invoicing the same companies so he can lobby his colleagues in government. And remember this. He's also appointed by Phil Hogan as the chairman and the Forum of Philanthropy. So he's the chairman of a government body. He's in regular consultation with the government. He's billing a company that's being paid by the Irish taxpayer and through charitable donations.
Maybe he's on the philanthropy body because he's considered a good operator in the charities industry. And we do know now it is an industry.
Yeah, and that would be fine if he wasn't actually being paid to lobby government ministers while he's also a chairman of a government board.
Okay, and as you say, that invitation has been issued numerous times to Frank Flannery. Pascal, do you want to put a word
in? He should come in and answer to this. You know, I'm not taking any question and any lessons here from the party of the Galway tent in relation to issues like this.
Listen,
Frank Flannery should come in and respond to this point.
You know,
and in relation to the issue that Sean Fleming said,
we're talking about 2014.
He should accept the invitation to go in and answer these questions. Transparency is absolutely essential in relation to these matters. If when the Taoiseach was asked, should he go in? The Taoiseach said yes. There's no question at all of him giving him approval to do it. If the Taoiseach had either not expressed a view or said no, Sean would be on criticising that now. The Taoiseach has said he should go in. I'm adding my voice to that. It's the way in which questions regarding contact between bodies and the state should be dealt with.
Okay, Sean.
Last comment. This is 2014. If Pascal's only defence is to go back to events 5 and 6 years ago, it proves he's lost the case.
All right, let's talk about the week that was then. It's been called backslapping week in the Dáil. I don't know if that's entirely fair. And I was talking to you, Pascal, about this earlier in the week on Morning Ireland. But not much has been done this week because we had those 3 days reserved for the government to tell us how much they had done over the last 3 years and what they were going to do. Now, do you still agree that that's a wise way to spend your time?
Absolutely, because...
didn't do anything else.
In fact, much of the other business of the Dáil went on during the week in relation to questions to ministers and in relation to private members' motion issues that have been raised. One of the main roles of government is to be able to say, what is it they're doing? What have they done? And what do they want to do?
But you need 3 days set aside in order to do that.
But Claire, it provided the opportunity for every single government minister to stand up and say what they have done and what they're planning to do.
Okay, and meanwhile, people like Sean had to listen to it. I don't spend too long on this, but Sean, what was it like this week in the Dáil?
Well, this week was bad enough, Claire, but your listeners are going to be absolutely shocked to hear they intend doing it for 2 more days in the coming week. They didn't get enough of opportunity to congratulate and backslap themselves. They've allocated time on 2 further occasions this week. It's beyond the joke. There's legislation to be passed. Legislation needs to be dealt with and is all shoved to one side while we listen to the government praising themselves.
And at every point when the Taoiseach or anybody else stood up, They made the point that, for example, 61,000 jobs were created last year. There are signs of recovery within the economy, but there's a huge amount more that needs to be done. And crucially, they laid out the plans for doing that. And if a government who is to articulate what it wants to do across the coming 2 years isn't the best place to do it within the Dáil, we continually hear the legitimate criticism that at times in the past the Dáil has been relegated. It hasn't received the attention it needs as a political forum. And is it not the right place for the government to say across the next 2 years, this is what we're going to do to continue to deal with the issues that really matter to people?
Let's talk about the other big event this week. Was the European People's Party had that big convention in the Dublin Convention Centre, the Congress. Now, a sideline to that was Angela Merkel meeting Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and the issue of retrospective deal being done on the bank debt came up. Now, we were told, she had a smile on her face, but she told us it's not going to happen anytime soon. Is that fair enough to say?
Well,
the banking union comes into play.
Of course, that's the key point to it. I mean, what the government have always said is that we would look to deal with this issue within the context of a banking union that's up and running. Just to make clear what a banking union is, it provides the environment within which banks will be centrally regulated in Europe. And because they would be centrally regulated, the costs of their failure will be dealt with centrally as well. That's what a banking union is about. We have always said that it's when such a system is up and running that we will want to have that as an option for dealing with the amount of money the taxpayer had to put into our banking system. And Chancellor Merkel outlined that that is the process and made it clear in the press conference.
That will happen.
That the banking union will be up and running and that negotiations and discussions in relation to this issue will continue, and that she's hopeful of a positive resolution in relation to us.
And that's about as good as we're going to get.
But it's a clarification as well and support for what the government have been saying in relation to how we're going to handle the issue. President Barroso stood up in Cork earlier on in the week and said the issue in relation to our bank debt and breaking the link between the banking system and the sovereign must be dealt with. And Chancellor Merkel stood up yesterday afternoon and affirmed that the process within which the government is working for to deal with this is underway, and she's supportive of that.
So the banking union is coming the end of this year, the beginning of next year?
It will be, of course, the end of this year and into the first half of next year.
So this is going to be a huge election issue for Fine Gael to get this over the line, right?
Well, it's going to be one of the many issues in which we have to deal with. I mean, the overall issue is going to be, is the economy growing? Are people getting back to work? And debt is going to be a very important element within that.
That's a 60 billion euro question, though, isn't it, this one?
Well, it's against the backdrop of us being successful in tearing up the Anglo-Irish promissory notes. It's against the backdrop of there being commitments from the European Council and European finance ministers that the facility will be there to retroactively deal with this. We want that facility to be there to allow us to use it at a point in the future. We're coming against, you know, the background here of the Irish taxpayer having to acquire a stake in these banks at the very worst possible time. We want to ensure we have an option in the future at the right time for helping and ensuring the taxpayer gets money back.
And of course, that's all Fianna Fáil's fault.
People are aware of what the history is. We want to deal with this issue.
Sean.
What I find interesting, and again, when I come onto programmes like this, I just always like to give the facts. And what Pascal said was very nice, but it's important that your listeners know all the key facts that he mentioned were factually incorrect. First of all, he said banking union is about regulating all the banks at Europe at central level. It is certainly not. Only a small handful of banks, key banks in each country, will come into this. Smaller financial institutions are not part of central regulation. Secondly, if we had Anglo-Irish Bank here today, it wouldn't even come under the regulation at European level. Only a handful of big banks. First, so he doesn't understand what he's talking about regulation. Secondly, where he was also fundamentally flawed in what he said that this will deal with, if there are failures in banks, it'll be dealt centrally at European Union level. That's absolutely untrue and just not factually correct. The situation is the onus in all the proposals is that each country deals with any bank failures in its own country in the first instance. And only if a country is bankrupt will Europe come into play at that stage. So if there is a bank
but
to fail...
But would that not have covered us?
I mean, the country didn't go bankrupt. You know, we were in a dire...
Wait now, no, we had the IMF here. Sorry.
No, well, what do you think happens? I mean, you're the one accusing me of getting my facts wrong.
No, I'm aware of the fact that we
did go into a bailout programme
and that we went into a bailout programme. We continued to pay our debts all along. We have big debts now, which have been gone up 60 million since this government, 60 billion since this government came in. It's gone up 60 billion in the last 3 years since this government came in. And what I have to say is, on the bank failures issue, as we've had in Ireland, under the new regime, the Irish taxpayer would have to pay for them again. And that's not the impression Pascal gave here today.
Of course, that is completely wrong.
I find Sean's denial
of the fact that our country went bankrupt itself is indicative of the fact that Fianna Fáil haven't learnt anything. To be very clear, in relation to how banks and banks could have a huge effect on the economies of the country would be dealt with, what there is agreement in place for is what's called a hierarchy. What it says is that bondholders, shareholders and then depositors above a certain size will be asked to bail in a bank, which did not happen previously.
And what about this big bank, small bank thing that Sean's talking about, that only certain big banks will be covered by this?
Yeah, there is what's called banks that are systemically important to a national economy.
So the AIB,
which includes the AIB, Bank of Ireland, which are, well, in fact, they're the banks that we've been referring to that have borne most of the costs that the government is engaged in.
But you could argue that Anglo wouldn't have been covered under that because it wasn't considered at the time to be systemically important until it all went wrong.
Well, no, because the very contention of the time was that Anglo-Irish Bank was systemic to the European economy.
Only when it all went wrong. Right. But up until that point, it was seen as a small player, really.
But the acknowledgement at the time when the crisis developed was that it was systemically important to the European economy.
But as it
which
stands,
is why
would
this
a bank,
difficulty
would
was
a bank,
there.
Would a bank like Anglo be covered in the banking union
regulation
before... But, you know, before it goes wrong. Do you know what I mean?
But you're asking me to comment about a bank that no longer exists because
no,
we dismantled
the IBRC.
Would a bank of that size
anywhere
within Ireland or within Europe whose collapse could have an effect on the solvency of a country be covered within the system? The answer to that question is yes. The collapse of any bank that would have effect on the solvency of a country, that is why the banking union has been set up. And what will be put in place, as I've said, is a hierarchy. And if a country is not capable, if the national regulator is not capable of dealing with this issue, that's why the central mechanism will be put in place.
All right,
Pascal is bluffing on this one now. If a bank goes bust, the taxpayer will still pay. We can't hear anybody if everybody is talking. I'm going to take a break. Pascal is bluffing. Is what Chancellor Merkel confirmed yesterday.
Okay, and we get that. We're going to take a quick break now. We're going to talk about what's happening at Aer Lingus and our airports next Friday.